Hey guys, and welcome to another episode of For You From Eve. It is Friday, so we are back with another For You Friday episode. Obviously, today's episode is going up a little bit later than usual. If you keep up on my Instagram, then you know I was having some issues with recording today's episode. So I actually recorded today's episode yesterday, which was Thursday, and I recorded it. And then I went to go edit it. And as the volume's playing, I'm like, the volume on this is being super, super weird right now. Why is there no volume attached to this episode? And I was really proud of how the episode came out. I'm really excited about today's topic. Obviously, as you can tell from the title, you know what today's topic is going to be, but I was really excited about things I was talking about and just how the episode came out as I was speaking. So when I saw that it didn't record, I got so upset because it was like 45 minutes of footage that is just gone. Like, it means nothing. So I got so upset, but it was my own fault because the right microphone was not connected. So that was my fault. I take complete blame for that. And that was Thursday afternoon, right before I went to the gym. So then I remember I was like, you know what? I don't want to like record the same exact episode 5 minutes after I just recorded it. So I'm going to go to the gym, reset, not be stressed out. And then tomorrow morning, Friday morning, I'm going to wake up a little bit earlier and I'm going to record it Friday morning because I had a lot to do today. I had a hair appointment and stuff. So I was like, I'm just going to wake up earlier on Friday and do it Friday morning. So I woke up this morning and I recorded it this morning. And then I went to go edit it and the audio didn't process through. So the audio didn't process. And all of a sudden, all my footage was lost again. So I was like, I recorded this episode twice. Love how it came out both times, yet the audio didn't go through. So third time's the charm. If you're listening to this, it worked, but I did update you guys on Instagram to just let you know that that was the case because I didn't want you guys to think I just wasn't posting today. It's just that the episode had to go up a little bit later, but I did get a few DMs from you guys saying like, it doesn't feel like a Friday because I didn't listen to your new episode this morning. So I do apologize that this episode went up a little bit later today, but at the same time, I really tried the best that I could and I am re-recording this again, but I'm really, really excited for today's episode. Obviously, as you can tell from the title, we are going to be talking about not being the main character in everybody's story, reconnecting with yourself, kind of just knowing what you have to offer in this world. And I thought that this was a really fitting podcast episode and just a really important one. I remember I made a TikTok actually, I think like last month, and the voiceover was this girl in an interview. And she said, I think the most important lesson a person has to learn in their 20s is that you are not the main character in everybody's story. You know, you're the main character in your own, but you're not the main character in everybody else's story. And I remember that really stuck with me. And I was like, wow, that's true. Like, I have to stop thinking that, you know, I'm the main character in someone else's story. I'm not. And I have to start treating myself like the main character in my own. So I picked up some advice that you guys asked me on Instagram that have to do with this topic, we're going to be talking about reconnecting with yourself. We're going to be talking about having a reset with yourself and just creating a good relationship with yourself. But the first few things I want to talk about is situations where we have to be a little bit selfish. So I got a few DMs from you guys. I picked a few DMs that I think really spoke to this topic and to this title. So I'm really, really excited to kind of just get started and talk to you guys about it. So the first thing that you guys wanted advice on was dealing with friends who don't support what you do, don't ask about your job, or don't check up on you. You kind of feel like if you didn't text your friends first, the friendship would end and you just would never talk to your friends. And I feel like this is something a lot of people go through. And to be really honest, right off the bat, I just want to say that I don't think it's an intentional thing. Like, I really don't think a lot of people intentionally don't reach out or intentionally don't ask how your job is or how your exam went. I feel like people are just so wrapped up in their own lives that they're not thinking to themselves. They don't wake up and think, oh, is Olivia recording a podcast today? How did her podcast go? And there are friends who do that. Like, there are friends who will reach out and ask you how your school day was, or ask you how your exam went, or how work is, or how that interview ended up going. There are friends that are going to be like that and that are going to ask you that. But at the end of the day, it's not something that you should expect. If you're the type of person who just loves talking to their friends, who loves to know what's going on in their life, you know, you love reaching out and just saying, what are you doing today? What are you doing this weekend? How's the guy you went on a date with? If you just love checking up on your friends and hearing about their lives, and just show a lot of interest in what they do, then you're going to kind of expect the same from other people, which you can't do. And that doesn't mean to change how you are. And that doesn't mean to change your qualities of checking up on people, but you have to change your mindset of expecting people to be like you, of expecting people to care about you the same way you care about them. at the end of the day, you can't force anyone to care about you. You can't force anyone to care about your job or your side hustles or how you're doing at the gym. You can't force people to care about things. And you also can't change anyone. You can't change what people care about. You can't change how people act. If this is a really big problem for you and a specific friend or a specific friend group, I don't think that there's anything wrong with confronting the situation, only if it's like really, really serious and something that's really bothering you and you feel like it's something that could end the friendship if they really show no care and no interest when you try to talk about your life and they only, and you kind of get the feeling of like, is this person only trying to use me so that they have someone to talk to? It just depends on your relationship with that person. So I feel like if it is a really big issue where your friendship is kind of on the line for it, then I think you should confront the situation. I feel like you should be comfortable enough with your friend to kind of just say, this is how I'm feeling. And, you know, I feel like you make me feel X, Y, Z, and this is how it could be changed. But, you know, try not to make it into a fight. Try to just to make it something where you're just telling them what's wrong. Because I feel like a lot of people don't realize what they're doing by, like, they don't realize that they're not, they don't realize they're doing anything wrong. You know, like a friend not checking up on you, she doesn't think that that's bothering you. She doesn't think that you want to be checked up on, right? Obviously, if she's intentionally doing that, then that's a different story. And that's not a good friend. If you have a friend that doesn't support what you do, that's not a friend. So I'm not even covering that because it's like, that is not a friend. If they don't support what you're doing, if they don't want you happy, if they don't want you winning, if they're just like super jealous of you, that's their own insecurity issues that they have going on. And that has nothing to do with you, but that is not a close friend. But if you have a close friend and you know you have a good relationship with this person, but you don't understand why they don't think of you the same way you think of them, that's something you have to kind of just figure out for yourself on like, why are you expecting that from that person? Why are you putting that person on this pedestal of like, I want them to care about me and think about me? Just because you do the same for them doesn't mean they have to do the same to you. And it's a hard pill to swallow that not everybody in our lives is going to care about us the same way we care about them. But like I said, they need to be the main character in their own story, not in yours. And you need to be the main character in your own. Sometimes I feel like, especially as a girl, and this is not me like shading girls because I'm sure it happens with guys too. At the end of the day, it's like, if you're a girl and you don't, and you feel like you got gossiped about, like if you heard that you got gossiped about or talked about or plans happened without you, and you're thinking to yourself, like, no one thinks about me. No one thinks about me the way I think of them. No one cares about me the way I care about them. Like, how could people hang out and not think about me? If as a girl, I feel like it's more common than as a guy, I'm not trying to like stereotype, but I feel like that I just see that more with girls than I see it with guys. So in those situations, that's when you have to realize you are not the main character in their story. You are not the first person that they're thinking of when they go out or when they wake up or when they're eating dinner. You know, you need to be that person for yourself, but you're not that person for them. They need to be that own person for themselves. I think it's always okay to be a little bit selfish, but I feel like you can kind of identify which friend is a little bit more self-absorbed than others. And once you do identify that, you just have to think to yourself, am I okay being friends with someone like this? Maybe this friend I kind of just go out with, but this is the friend that I'm like, this is my core friend. This is my work friend. This is my gym friend. You can have different categories and different levels of friendships as well with people. But at the end of the day, if this is your hardcore best friend that you just feel is not giving the same energy to you as you give to them, I feel like it's something that you should have no problem confronting the situation about because it is your close friend. You know, you shouldn't have to hide how you feel with this person. So that's my advice on just dealing with friends that don't check up on you or don't ask about you as much as you ask about them. A lot of people are just in their own world and they're just a little bit more self-absorbed, and that's not a bad thing entirely. It just means that they're focusing on themselves more than other people. And sometimes that's okay. And sometimes it's necessary. The next thing I got is establishing what you want in a relationship, talking about things that bother you, things you need, needing reassurance, and setting boundaries. I really liked that I got asked this question because I live by this one quote, and this could be true for friendships, relationships, any relationship in your life, really, whether it's a boyfriend, a girlfriend, a best friend, a family member. You are never asking for too much. You're just asking the wrong person, right? What you want, you have one life and you want the most out of this life, right? You want to feel happiest with the people that are around you. You want to live this life up the most and to its fullest potential. So the things that you want or you desire in a relationship or in a friendship, that's, you know, like I said, I'm going to keep saying you're the main character in your own story, but that's your main thing. Like, you are the main character in your own story. You have to put yourself first in those situations. So whatever you're asking for, you're never asking for too much. Okay. You're just asking the wrong person that cannot provide it for you. And I feel like that's a really, really, really big thing to remember, because I feel like sometimes we keep our mouth shut because we're thinking like, why would I expect that? Why would I set that expectation? And we keep our mouth shut because we don't want our significant other to think that we're crazy, or to think that we're insecure, or that we're not confident in our who we are or in the relationship. But at the end of the day, we're human beings and our feelings deserve to be validated by others. So I feel like that's why we kind of shy away from saying things that bother us. And that's why we shy away from setting boundaries, is because we don't want to have to fight with this person. We don't want to seem like we're crazy or we're psycho or insecure, because these are labels that are put on women in relationships so often. And so I think that's why we shy away and we kind of sweep things under the rug a lot of the time, is because we don't want to be labeled as anything. We don't want to be judged. We don't want people to assume things about us. But at the end of the day, your boyfriend or your girlfriend, whoever you are in this relationship with, should be the person you are most comfortable with. So at, like, we don't date to break up. We date to get married, right? So at, like, if you're dating this person, you, maybe it's early on, maybe you're not sure yet, but most of the time, if you're dating someone for a while, you have an idea of like, I want this person to be my person forever. I'm not dating them so that I could break up with them in a few months. You date and plan on getting married one day. So this person should be someone you're super comfortable talking to things about. So, and let's just put like a situation that you and your boyfriend are dating, but you go to different colleges. So you're kind of, you're in a long distance relationship because you go to different schools. So you're like a few hour drive away from each other. Now, let's say you've never been the jealous type of girlfriend, just because your boyfriend's never given you a reason to be jealous. He's never lied to you. He's never betrayed your trust. He's just never given you a reason to not trust him. So whenever he had like friends in college that were girls, it never bothered you because you knew that your boyfriend was loyal and didn't have any bad intentions. Now, let's say you go to his college to visit him and you meet this girl that he's friends with. And right off the bat, you're just like, this girl is not someone I want my boyfriend to be friends with. I can tell what her intentions are. I can see how she's treating me and how she's treating him. I can see the look she's giving me, you know, and you're kind of just realizing this is something that's bothering me. And even though my boyfriend has never given me a problem with trust in the past, I can read these girls' intentions from a mile away. And you have this feeling. If you sit with your boyfriend and you set the boundary of, look, I don't want you to leave the room if the girl walks in, but I don't want you to be close with her. And I just want you to be aware of how she treats you, how she talks to you, how much she talks to you, et cetera. If you set that boundary with him, right, there can be a few different outcomes of how it's going to turn out. He can either be like, you are crazy. She's nothing like that. There's nothing to worry about. You're being insane. You're being too jealous, whatever. That is the definition of you're not asking for too much. You're asking the wrong person. If on the other hand, he could be like, he or she could be like, no, like, I get it. Like, if that's how you feel, then I'm going to be more aware. I'm not going to be close with her. And I like appreciate you for sitting and telling me that in like a mature way, instead of just causing a fight about it. So there's two different ways that it can go, where he's going to put himself in your shoes and be like, if I was in that position, I would want you to kind of stray away too. If I got a bad feeling from a guy that he didn't have the right intentions, that's setting a boundary. That's setting a boundary of, I don't care if you have girlfriends, like friends that are girls, but I don't want you to be friends with a girl that doesn't respect me. Or I don't want you to be constantly texting or FaceTiming a friend of yours. That's a boundary that you have in the relationship. And at the end of the day, what really, like, unless you're asking for something absolutely insane in the relationship, it's very hard to set a boundary that's crazy. You know what I mean? It's like, I feel like boundaries are set to avoid future fights, obviously, because I feel like if you didn't set that boundary and you swept it under the rug and now you're long distance again, and you see like a picture of them together or talking together on an Instagram story or a Snapchat story, all of a sudden you're furious, you're crying, you're overthinking, you're texting him, now you're fighting. But if you set that boundary from the beginning and he's more aware of it, you won't be put in those situations. So setting boundaries and needing reassurance, these aren't signs of insecurity. They're not. They're signs of, I know other people's intentions. And you have to set these boundaries in a relationship, and you can't be afraid that you're going to scare your significant other away. Because if you say that and they're like, no, I don't want to be with a girl who's going to be crazy. I don't want to be with a girl who won't let me be best friends with other girls. Then that just isn't the guy for you. And that's okay. And that might be a hard thing to hear. And this is why we don't talk about problems with our significant others, is because we don't want to scare them away. We don't want it to turn into a breakup. We don't want to lose this person. So we just swoop things under the rug until all of a sudden that rug can't hold that much weight. And now you're both exploding on each other and the relationship ends that way. If there's something that's bothering you in the relationship, it doesn't have to be every little thing. I have this little rule where I think to myself, okay, is this going to bother me in 5 minutes, 5 hours, 5 days, 5 weeks, 5 months? Is this something that's going to bother me? If it's going to bother me if I sleep tonight and I wake up and it's still bothering me, I'm going to mention it. But if I know this is something that's only going to bother me for a few minutes or a few hours, it's okay. Like, I'm going to let it go. Having a rule like that established in your own mind is a really good way to fix your communication skills with your partner too, because when it comes to setting boundaries and communicating with your partner, you put your partner first a lot. And this is why it's relating to the title of the episode, because you're going to put your partner first in a lot of situations, which I think is how it should be a lot of the time. But at the same time, you need to realize that as much as you love and care about your partner, you need to take care of yourself first. You need to love yourself enough for the both of you before you get into this relationship. So you setting a boundary is you respecting yourself. It's you putting your foot down. It's saying, you know, in your head, I'm the main character. This is my story, right? If this person wants to be part of my life and be that close to me, there's things that need to change. So that's kind of how you have to see it when you are setting these boundaries. You're not trying to be a crazy girlfriend and over obsessive. You're just trying to set a boundary for yourself and say, this is my life. This is what I want out of this life. And I'm not going to get this out of the life if my significant other is acting like this. That's setting a boundary for yourself. That's putting yourself first. And that's putting your foot down. And that is how you have to be in this life. The next question I got: how to gain inspiration and motivation when you're in a small town, going to the same school, around the same people, and just always on the same routine. I wanted to answer this because that's literally me. I've been living in the same house since I was a little kid. So I've been surrounded by a lot of the same people. You know, I know the closest Starbucks. I know the closest grocery store. I know how to take the streets to a certain park, et cetera. You get very familiar with where you are. Part of it, it's very comforting, right? It's like homey. You're home. This is home to you. But at the end of the day, your comfort zone will kill you. Staying in the same house with the same people under the same routine, you are not growing. You are staying, right? And everyone says, like, if you do not step out of your comfort zone, you're just gonna, the person that you are today is who you're gonna be for the rest of your life. So if you're okay with that, then great. But if you know that you have a lot of room to grow and there's a lot of things that you wanna accomplish, you are not gonna accomplish them doing the same things every single day. So I know that for a lot of people, you don't necessarily have the chance to kind of stray away. Like, maybe you don't have the money to live somewhere else or live on your own and to move to another city. And I totally understand that, because that's how I am too. Like, I don't have the money. I'm a college student. I don't have the money to just pack my bags and go to London, right? Obviously, opportunities can be presented. I talk a lot about how I want to study abroad this summer, which I think would be an amazing opportunity for me. Some of it's getting a little bit in the works and not in the greatest light right now, but it's not something I'm going to talk about a lot, but that's an experience that I want to take because I'll be stepping out of my comfort zone when I take it. But if you need to take little smaller steps, something that I did. So I did an internship in New York City and I went to school in New York City, and I have New York not too far from me. So I'm very grateful to have that, whether you live near a beach or near a city, wherever it is that you live, try to find somewhere that you're not really too familiar with that has more life to it than your hometown. Knowing how to take the subway by myself, walking by myself, being comfortable having lunch by myself. These things sound so small and little and like they wouldn't make a difference, but they do. And it helps you just be alone. So go on a date with yourself, take a train, right? Learn the little train routes, take a train into the city, do a workout class by yourself, doing like a SoulCycle class or a Pilates or boxing class all by yourself. Like, that takes guts. It really does. Walking into a workout class where you don't know what to expect in a city that you're not that familiar with transportation that you're definitely not familiar with, that's stepping out of your comfort zone. Even though you're not doing anything like huge or extravagant, you're doing a workout class, then go get lunch by yourself, then go shopping by yourself and treat yourself to something. Have a day, obviously do it safely. Do it during the day in a safe area. But at the end of the day, having this time by yourself to figure things out by yourself is super, super important, right? And it might sound like a little thing, but it's taking you out of your comfort zone. Even if it's just taking you out a little bit, it's doing something new, and it's exciting, and it's something to look forward to. So always try your best. I feel like inspiration and motivation just comes from us, right? It's like you could look at a blob of paint on the wall and just be like, that's a blob of paint. But the person next to you might be like, oh, no, that's a horse. You know, it's not about what's in front of you. It's how you're looking at it. It's not about the environment that you're in. It's how you're appreciating the environment and how you're taking use out of it. I remember when I was debating between schools to go to, because I was going to school in New York. And then when COVID hit, I was online. So all the benefits that I had of going to school in the city kind of went away when COVID hit, because I wasn't able to go to networking events in person. I wasn't able to network with people over a cup of coffee in the World Trade Center. All these benefits that I had to going to school in New York went away when COVID hit. And at the same time, it's like I was spending quadruple what I would have paid in an in-state school, because New York was out of state for me, just to be online and on Zoom university anyway. So it was like, for me, it didn't make a big difference. So that was when I decided to transfer. But I remember thinking to myself, yes, New York has more opportunities than, you know, the town that I'm in right now. Of course, I'm going to be able to meet more people there, go to more events there, explore more there, get more inspiration from there. But at the end of the day, it's all within me and what I'm capable of doing. You know, it's about my abilities. It's about what I can accomplish. It's not just about having things handed to me and right in front of me. It's about going out and doing it myself. It's about having these opportunities and taking advantage of them. So at the end of the day, yes, you're going to gain more inspiration and motivation when you step yourself out of your comfort zone. But stepping out of your comfort zone doesn't necessarily mean stepping out of your hometown and being surrounded by new people and new culture. Yes, that will help and it will make a difference, but there's other ways to get around it. And if you wanted to, you would, you know, you're going to find that inspiration and your motivation, but it doesn't mean you have to just pack your bags every single time. You need to get inspired. You know, you could do little things here and there to help you through that. The next thing I'm going to talk about is reconnecting with ourselves. So I got someone asked me, how do I reconnect with myself? There's moments where you just feel kind of lost and you're unsure of your purpose in this world and unsure of your passion. And you just feel like you kind of lost your motivation. And you're not really sure what you're working for. You're like, why am I working this job? What am I working so hard for? So when it comes to reconnecting with yourself, the first tip that I have is to let yourself feel every single emotion, whatever you're feeling, anxiety, anger, depression, sadness, jealousy, insecurity, whatever it is that you're feeling, you have to make sure that you're allowing yourself to feel it and to be aware of what you're feeling. So something that could really help is just talking out loud, whether you're talking to a mirror or talking in the car, or you journal everything out, or you're talking to someone on the phone, whatever it is that's going to just help you talk about it. Because talking about it out loud, sometimes you'll say things and you didn't even know that that's how you felt. Like you didn't even know you had that feeling or that emotion inside of you. But once you talk out loud with all these things, that's when you realize, wait, I didn't even know I felt that way. But yeah, I do feel that way. Write down things that are bothering you. Write down the things that you love about yourself, things you love about your life. Write down things you want to change about yourself, things that make you angry in this life. How are you going to solve it? Write down your goals. How are you going to accomplish them? Write down the people around you that make you happy and then the people around you that make you sad. Write down how the people around you make you feel, how your environment makes you feel. Where do you see yourself in 5 years? All these things, just get it off your chest. You know, that will really help you just connect with yourself and realize what you want from this life. So just like taking a deep breath, letting yourself feel every emotion, being aware of your feelings, be aware of your breathing, be aware of your environment, be aware of who you are, what you're capable of, and what opportunities that lie ahead of you. Feeling that and letting yourself know that, it's just so powerful, because once you inhale all the positivity and exhale all the negativity, like physically do that, like take a deep breath in and think to yourself, like, I'm breathing in good energy, like I'm breathing in good grades, clear skin, healthy lifestyle. And then I'm breathing out all these insecurities and all these things that are stopping me. That's something that like you physically should be doing, breathing in and out and thinking about it. So that's my number one tip, is to just open up about how you feel, whether you're doing it to someone or you're doing it to yourself. The next tip is writing a list of goals. I think writing down a list of goals, whether it's on your phone, you're typing it out, you're writing it in your journal, whatever it may be, write a list of goals and write down how you're going to accomplish them, right? Write short-term goals and long-term goals. So short-term, I want a 4.0 this semester. Long-term, I want For You from Eve to be number one podcast in the world. You know, that's just like a little example, but that's like a huge thing that you should really, really be doing, is just writing down these goals and reminding yourself, this is why I want to work so hard. And I feel like we forget our goals a lot because things come in the way and sometimes life just hits you with something really hard where you don't really realize what the purpose of life is anymore after something tragic in your life happens. And you just think, what is my purpose now? Like, what is this life for? Like, my whole life was revolved around that one thing and now I don't have it. So now what am I living for? You need to realize what else this life has to offer you. Okay. So sitting down and writing down your short-term, your long-term goals, how you're going to accomplish them. Put your phone on do not disturb, create a vision board, go through Pinterest and look through places you want to travel to, places you want to live, the type of relationship that you want, health, wellness, all these amazing things that inspire you. Go through Pinterest, look through them and create a vision board on your Pinterest called vision board so that anytime you're kind of feeling low on inspiration, you can go through it and you can regain your motivation and your inspiration. Print out the pictures, hang it up on the wall. That's what I have on my wall. And then go on a date with yourself, you know, order some food and watch a movie, go into the city, go to the park, go to a workout class, go shopping, spoil yourself. Because once you kind of reconnect with yourself, you're going to be reminded of what you have to offer, right? So we were talking before about setting boundaries and dealing with people who don't think about us the way we think about them. At the end of the day, if you love yourself enough for the people around you, those things will not bother you. You will not get bothered if you hear someone talking badly about you. You will not get bothered if someone doesn't invite you somewhere. You will not get bothered if someone isn't checking up on you because you know what you deserve and you're not going to settle for less. So for anyone who is giving you less is just not going to be invited into your life like that. And this episode isn't meant to be selfish and cocky. It's about being confident. And sometimes you do need to be selfish. You do need to be the main character in your own story and put yourself first. Because if you're not putting yourself first and you're not working on yourself, you're not going to be the best version of yourself for other people. So putting yourself first in certain situations and reconnecting with yourself is going to make you walk into a room so confident. You're going to walk into a room knowing what you have to offer and nothing that anyone says around you is going to bother you. You don't want to walk into a room like super cocky, like, yeah, I'm here. No, but in the back of your mind, you want to know what you're capable of. You want to know what you have to offer to this world. Because if you don't realize what you have to offer and you don't realize all the amazing qualities about you, no one else is going to see it either. So reconnecting with yourself is a really good way of just regaining confidence. You have to be your own best friend. Okay. The love you show yourself will reflect on the love that people show you. If you treat yourself and all you do is talk negatively about yourself. I hate my skin. I hate my body. I hate my hair. I'm so boring. My laugh is so loud. If you say all these things, it will be engraved in people's heads and people will see you the same way, but no one's going to question the most confident person in the room, right? If you're in class and the teacher calls on someone and they ask them a question and the person answers so confidently, even if it's the wrong answer, if they say it in such a confident way, people are going to be like, oh wow, they're probably right. You know, like even if the answer is wrong, they're going to be like, wait, no, I feel like you could twist that into the truth because they said it so confidently that like, you don't want to question them. You're never going to question the most confident person in the room because they know who they are enough for the rest of the people in the room. They know who they are. They know what they're capable of. They know what they have to offer. So no one around them can question them or make them think different. No matter how much people talk, it's background noise to those people. And that's who you have to strive to be. And you will be that person if you just constantly are reconnecting with yourself and figuring out new things about yourself, only letting positive people into your life, people who want you to become the best version of yourself. These things do happen naturally when you take little actions, but you have to take the actions. You know, if you really want to be the positive person in the room who's confident in who they are and knows what the world has to offer to them, if you want to be that person, you have to take little steps to be that person. What's going to make you that person? What's going to make you feel like the best version of yourself? Once you reconnect with yourself in that way, you're going to be a much happier person and you're not going to let little things bother you. You're not going to get bothered that you're not the main character in everybody's story because you know you're the main character in your own. The last thing I want to talk about is hitting a reset button. So I got a few DMs about this and I was actually talking to my friends about this recently too, just wanting to like pull the skin off your body. Your hair is oily. Your skin's breaking out. It's irritated. It's itchy. You're bloated. So nothing is fitting your body, right? Your legs aren't shaved. All these things, your eyebrows aren't done. Everything like that, that just makes you want to jump out of your skin because you just feel so gross in who you are. And I've been feeling like this recently because my hair was growing out and I wasn't maintaining my eyebrows. I didn't shave my legs. I've been like keeping up with going to the gym and going to class, but I feel like the past month, I haven't taken the time to like self-care and evaluate and just work on my physical looks. And this episode definitely isn't all about physical looks, but for me personally, I feel like looking clean and put together and looking good, feeling my best physically as to what I look like, makes me feel good internally too. So I wanted to have that reset these past few days. So I'm going to like talk you guys about through what I did to kind of have that reset. So that way you can feel, and this is a good way to reconnect with yourself because you're kind of spoiling and treating yourself a little bit to some self-care. So yesterday, Thursday, I went to class in the morning, and then after class, I went to get a car wash. I was like, my car is so dirty. Like in the wintertime, it just gets super, super dirty. I live in New Jersey, so there's snow everywhere. It's just, it gets gross. The inside of my car was pretty dirty too. So I wanted to like vacuum it and Clorox wipe it. So I went to get a car wash and I vacuumed my car for like maybe 25 minutes. I vacuumed everything, the trunk, the front seat, the passenger seat, the chairs, everything. And then after I vacuumed it, I grabbed Clorox wipes and I wiped everything down, the dashboard, the seats, that little like middle console, every single thing in my car was wiped down and vacuumed. And then I was at the car wash for 1 hour, just vacuuming, Clorox wiping. And then I got an exterior wash. I did everything with my car because I feel like when my car is clean, I feel better. I came home after the car wash. I was so happy about like how clean my car was. And then I cleaned up my whole room. I cleaned out my closet, the dresser drawers. I went through everything in my office, everything in my bathroom, everything in my vanity, just everything that I owned. I went through, like, I didn't say, oh, I'm going to tackle that drawer later. I went through everything. I got rid of so many clothes. I have a whole trash bag of clothes that I'm giving to my younger cousin to like hand them down to her because I have so many clothes that I had to get rid of. It was horrible. So I got rid of so many jackets that I don't wear, dresses I don't wear, tops I don't wear, those mismatched socks in your drawer that literally do not match with anything. I got rid of those. Like, I just got rid of anything that I didn't wear anymore. And I had to be honest with like, do I wear this anymore? Am I going to wear this? All those hoodies that I have that I know I'm never going to wear again. I had to get rid of so many, so many things. So I cleaned my room out. I cleaned my closet out. So now my car is clean and my room is clean, but I still felt dirty. My hair was oily. It's grown out. My skin is breaking out. My eyebrows weren't done. I had peach fuzz all over my face. Like, I just still felt like a mess. So I remember after I cleaned my room, I did some podcast work, went to the gym, came home from the gym, and my friend and I booked an appointment to get our hair done today, which is Friday, to just like touch up our front pieces just to feel more fresh. So Thursday night, I was like, I'm going to do everything tonight, grooming myself. So I did my eyebrows. I tweezed them. I brushed them out. I put like castor oil in them. Same with my eyelashes. I took the peach fuzz off my face. I used my nose trimmer. I used teeth whitening. It was like a Thursday reset. I love resetting on Thursdays because you feel like so ready for the weekend. But yeah, I did everything. I did a face mask and I just felt so clean. And then I took like a long shower. I shaved my body. I exfoliated my body. I moisturized my body for no reason too. Like, I don't have any crazy weekend plans. I didn't have anything crazy to do. I did this all for myself to kind of just treat myself and take care of myself because I want to look clean. I want to look put together. I want to look healthy and like I take care of myself. So I fixed up my whole entire face. And then this morning I went and got my hair touched up. I love how it came out and it just makes me look super fresh. It wasn't like I got a whole head of highlights. I did like partial highlights just on my face frame. And it just made me feel so much cleaner. And it made me happy because I'm coming home to a clean room and I'm in a clean car. And it just makes you feel more put together. And it made it really, like, truly, I feel like I hit a reset button on my life. And I know it sounds silly to say that because all I did was like clean up my car, clean up my room, and fix myself up a little bit physically. But I'm telling you, little actions like that will help and will motivate you to want to do more. So I really highly recommend hitting a reset button and just putting yourself together for yourself. Put a little bit of makeup on, do your hair today. You know, I think hitting a reset button is a really good way to reconnect with yourself because you're kind of like spoiling yourself a little bit. You're just having some self-care all by yourself. You're doing it on your own. You're making yourself happy. You're just showing yourself like, I'm capable of making myself happy. I really liked talking about this topic. I really have been wanting to talk about it for kind of a while now because I think that it's a hard pill that everyone has to swallow. Like I said, you're always going to be in an experience where you're upset that you're not being prioritized the way that you think you should be prioritized. But at the end of the day, as long as you're prioritizing yourself as number one, that should be enough for you. So that was the topic for today's episode. I'm sorry that today's episode went up a little bit late, but I'm happy that it at least went up today. Thank you so much for listening to today's For You Friday episode. I hope it helped you. I hope that you want to hit the reset button today. I felt really good doing it. Like, I feel ready to go into the weekend and then start my new week. Like, I have a long weekend. So I'm really, really excited I hope you guys have a fun and safe weekend, and I will talk to you on Wednesday.